Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did because we got Gary Broadnax with us. Gary is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president and the CEO of Dovari Incorporated, and it's an organization that helps people like you and me manage our relationships with our customers better. And he's here to talk to us about how things are going these days in his company and his customers. Gary Broadnax, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's always good to have you back on the show and good to see you. And am I going to see you in about 3 weeks over in at the Administaff Small Business Classic?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's coming up the week of the 12th of October.
I've been practicing.
I'm glad to hear that. I don't want to take too much of your money when we play next time.
I'm going to get it back.
Hey Gary, tell the audience what your product does.
Sure, it helps companies understand what their sales processes are. It defines those processes and capture all the information that you need to help manage your customers, your products, the life cycle of a sales process, all of that. So
you know, a lot of people don't even know that they have a process.
Oh, I know, and that's the problem.
How do you help them with that?
Well, we have a section in our program called Discovery.
Yeah.
And what Discovery does is we understand what your current customers look like, and we do an analysis of that, and then we help you go after similar customers. It sounds easy, but a lot of people don't.
Some people don't even suspect it.
No.
I mean, it's unfortunate. And folks, I know I'm being a little rude, and I'm only doing it for effect. I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to get you riled up a little bit to let you realize that when you're, you know, you don't just wander around in the marketplace and hope somebody will bump into you and buy something. There's some science to this, isn't there, Gary?
There is.
And maybe you can hang in there without thinking about the science, but if you could pay a little bit of attention to the science, just a little bit, not so much the art, not just art, but some of the science, maybe life could get easier, right, Gary?
It would. You sell faster, you close, you waste a lot less time, and a lot of times you need less people.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Your whole operation becomes much more efficient. You're not just shooting in a barrel hoping to hit a fish.
Right.
You know exactly where those fish are, and you're hooking them.
Well, what if you got three salespeople and none of them are making a living, but you could get rid of the weakest one and give tools to the other two to help them do a better job, and they start getting rich. Well, you got a couple of happy campers there.
Absolutely, you sure do.
And if they get rich, you get rich.
That's right.
That's the way it works.
I love. Somebody said to me that you know, how come you pay your salespeople so much? And we're pretty lucrative with our salespeople.
Yeah.
My point is,
you got any openings?
I want them to be happy. I want them to make money because I'm making money when they make money.
Yeah. So talk to us about these processes.
Sure. First of all, you've got to understand, when you go in to sell something, you're not really trying to sell something to a person. What you're trying to do is solve an issue they may be having.
Heal some pain.
Right. Feel if there's no pain, then you've got nothing to sell them.
Right.
So you've got to understand what their pain is and how your product helps them solve that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit of consulting. You go in and you understand what they're doing, their products and their needs, and then you see if there's a match. If there's a match, then the sale becomes easy. If there's not a match, mm-hmm. walk out. Recognize
right.
that and don't try to sell somebody
something. But you've got to record this information. You got to make notes of what happened and put it in the software, right?
That's right.
And then when you come, it's amazing what you'll forget, isn't it?
It is. And it helps you do an analysis of, am I wasting my time? Did this list do me any good?
Right.
So you really can understand, like I said, the sales process once you start putting it down and seeing how it works.
Measurement, you can measure these things. yes. folks. And so your system, now there's a lot of CRM, a lot of customer relationship management software out there, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Why is it that yours is the best?
Well, there's three things that you have to key in on when you're buying a product. One is flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our product is extremely flexible. Our latest release is written in SharePoint, and SharePoint is one of the most flexible products on the market by Microsoft. Secondly, ease of use. You know, if you can't use the product, what's
right.
the point?
Right.
And third, it has to actually meet your needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to understand and make sure that the product fits what you need it to do. Because
is your product customizable?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if I get it and I need to make an adjustment or something for my industry or something like that, I can do that?
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
that's
do it
a big
yourself.
Deal. That's a big deal for any program.
We have a section in our program that allows you to make those adjustments yourself. Change the terms, change the processes. In fact, you know, when you find out you do have a process, you realize your sales come in stages.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be anywhere between 2 stages and 15 stages.
Right.
Well, our product will allow you to set however many stages your product, your sales process is right into our product. So you know at each stage where your sales is, that person is in
mm-hmm.
the sales process.
Mm-hmm. Whether they're ready for a demo, whether they're ready for a proposal.
That's right.
Should they
a
be closed?
Do we got
or do we just let them go out right off into the sunset? Right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes we just say, you know what, they're not going to hatch. I'm going to get off this egg.
And one of our discovery, that's the most powerful and important process,
mm-hmm.
letting a customer, a potential customer,
quit
go.
Quit wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
If you haven't recorded all your activity to see how much effort you put into this thing, you might not know.
That's right. Billions. I'm talking about billions
yes.
of dollars are spent by salespeople yearly on chasing deals that will never happen.
Give us that website.
www.dovarri.com.
Dovarri.com, and it's a publicly traded company.
Yes, we are.
And have been now for about a year, right?
Yes, we have.
And tell us what the letters are.
DVAR.
And in the interest of full disclosure, folks, I am a shareholder. I bought some of Gary's stock.
My
I believe
favorite
in.
Shareholder.
Yeah, exactly. 20 after. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Gary. I want to talk to Gary about when do you get out of the technology and get into the room? When do you meet people face to face? How do you make that decision? Does his software help you make that decision? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Buddy Holly, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Buddy Holly. What would rock and roll have looked like had he not died at such a young age? I can only imagine. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And I think you'll find a lot of good things there that will help you with your business have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Please subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes up every Sunday afternoon by email. We're just about to celebrate our 10th anniversary of the newsletter. At about the same time, we'll celebrate our 12th anniversary of our show. And somebody who's been with us for a number of years now, been talking to us about how to do a better job of connecting with our customers, is our good friend Gary Broadnax, the president and CEO of Dovarri, which is a customer relationship management software company. That's Dovarri with 2Rs.com. Gary, with all of the software and all the technology that we have today and all the high-tech stuff that we have, you know, which has made everything, well, it allows me to do what I do. I mean, it allows
yeah.
you to do what you do. I mean, thank God we have this stuff. I wouldn't even be able to do what I do without some of the cool things that we have. I wouldn't just be on the radio probably.
Right.
We've expanded our horizons because of the technology. But at some point in time, nothing beats as Nesbitt told us 30 years ago, you know, we'll have more high tech, but we'll still want high touch. How do we decide? Does your equipment, does your software tell people when to go see somebody?
Well, that decision, it really is pretty, it's an intuitive decision. It's a decision that you have to look at the client and say to yourself, this guy represents, you know, a huge win for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and going to see them, nothing beats a personal touch.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do the online. Once you do that personal touch, when you're trying to woo a customer, generally you have more than one meeting. You have many meetings. So I would say if they're a significant closure for you, a significant mm-hmm. deal, then you definitely want to go face-to-face. Initially, they might contact you online. You might show them something online, and then you go in and meet them.
Right.
And then you might do additional meetings, like you might have to show people in different departments the product. Then you can do that over the Internet. But if they're a significant deal for you, and our product can say, hey, this represents 1/20th of your revenue for the
mm-hmm.
year, you better, you know, treat this company, send them gifts.
So your software would provide you would provide the user with enough information to say, okay, we've got 100 customers, and these seven give us 65% of our business.
Oh yeah.
So let's make sure that we whenever they reach this level, that we call on them once a month, or we call on them every week, or whatever.
Right.
And we don't scrimp on what it takes to go see them.
And here's something else, Jim. Nowadays, when you sell and you sell over the Internet, you sell worldwide.
Right.
So if I'm touching somebody in Seattle, Washington, I'm in Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. or up in Boston, I might not ever see that person, and they might be significant, but they might understand, hey, look, over the Internet's just fine. I'm really mm-hmm. interested in your product, and the conversation on the phone can possibly work.
So basically what you're saying is something I've been trying to get across for a long time. You know, instead of getting all upset about whether to email them or call them or write on their wall on Facebook, just ask them what they want.
That's right.
What do you think?
That's right. Talk to them. You can tell. If they want you to come see them and they're significant enough, you definitely make that trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do that.
But the thing is then we come back to the science. The science will help you make that decision too, because before you ask them, you want to make sure that you agree with if they say come to see me, you want to see that, make sure you agree with that, right?
Also, you want to make sure that they really are a potential customer.
Yeah,
have
you
qualified
them enough?
They might say come see me just because they
lonely.
Want to. That's right. That's right. They want to feel like they're big shots. Who knows?
Right.
But I always say if you are. Program actually gives you a meter, and it gives you a percentage of probability.
Mm-hmm.
So if your probability of closing the deal is 10%, I say, well, you know, I can't fit you into my.
So you're saying that if we put the information that if we record the information of our contacts with them, the information about phone calls, emails, face to face, whatever we've done, proposals,
right.
giving them a brochure, whatever, your system will actually quantify that. To the point where it says, okay, you've got a you would now have a 47% chance to close these people.
Correct.
And at what point in time do you think what number?
Here's the thing. That is a live process. In other words, every time you see a client, that changes.
Mm-hmm.
So we sign up one client, and they might decide at 75%. We'll go in, or
right.
50% will go in.
Mm-hmm.
After a year, they determine, well, the real number is 60%.
Right.
You know. So, and then the next year, they can define it to 61%.
And
they can get to the point. The more you use it, the better you are.
The more you use it, the deeper your taproot of information becomes.
That's right. That's right. And the better the results are.
Give us that website again.
www.dovari. dovarri.com
and the designator on the Nasdaq
DVAR
and it's on the pink sheep right?
Pink sheep, right?
Yeah, exactly.
DVAR.pk.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. I'll see you in about 3 weeks.
I can't wait, man.
We're gonna play some golf.
We'll go to dinner.
All right, thanks, man.
Right,
see you, Gary Broadnecks, ladies and gentlemen, with Dovari. He's a great guy. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
See you in a crowded place. What's for the
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.